You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Comment by Polani Gwala.
Now, whether or not you like Paul O'Sullivan is not the issue here, but something is very unsettling about the way he was arrested yesterday. Firstly, you have about a dozen officers arresting one man, up to 10 or more different police cars used in this operation, as if you're arresting the most wanted or the most dangerous criminal in the country. I think it is an unnecessary show of force. And then it turns out there's a court order issued by the deputy judge president and agreed to by General Pathana, which states that O'Sullivan would be given 48 hours notice if he was due to be arrested. The arresting officer was shown this order, but he ignored it. And you've got to wonder, what is the haste? What is going on here? Now, Paul O'Sullivan has publicly said that he will make sure that acting police commissioner Khumutso Pathane is behind bars for corruption. The obvious conclusion here is that General Pathane and others who are working with him are desperate to act. Here's something quite important. Police are very powerful in society. And if you use police to undermine the rule of law, it is a jungle from then on. You've really got to be very careful about how you use police in society, because you don't want to get to a situation where the rule of law is undermined by the very people who are supposed to reinforce that rule of law. If you're going to arrest somebody, make sure that you cross all your dots. Make sure that you're not so amateurish about it. Make sure that you have a good reason to do it, and not necessarily just because you're fighting personal battles. I'm really concerned about the story, and I hope that somewhere along the line we'll get the answers that we deserve around why is this happening. I'm not saying you mustn't be arrested, but if you're going to arrest him, at least make sure that you've got all your dockets, you've got all your documentation in place, and not be embarrassed by Judge Midnight somewhere. We have got to be concerned about this issue.